So what has prompted this latest decision by the Biden administration? What's prompted the US to reinstate aid to Palestine?
Look, the Biden administration is trying to, minimize the damage caused by 4 years of Trump to the relationship between the U.S. and the Palestinians, and in some ways with the broader, Middle East. Doing so, I would say, very slowly, very cautiously, and not the administration has decided not to prioritize the Israeli-Palestinian conflict over many other problematic situations in the Middle East. But at least for the, as you say, nearly 6 million refugees, that's a welcome decision.
Well, obviously, the U.S. has been a fairly significant figure in that conflict, in the Israeli-Palestine conflict. In terms of the reaction to the news, what kind of reaction have we actually seen?
Well, predictably, the Palestinians are happy, even though not, overjoyed. They are looking for a lot more than that. And the Israelis have been, for a long time, have accused the UN relief agency, UNRWA, with their political motivations, with their one-sidedness. And so they're saying that if the money is going to start flowing again, then the UN agency needs to change dramatically.
Do we have any specific initiatives employed around peace building and the two-state solution in the region?
Well, some of the money, not a lot, but some of it is earmarked for reconciliation processes. But as the Biden administration knows, and everyone knows, in the current situation with the strong right-wing government in Israel, there is no, in the foreseeable future, it's not likely to be a significant move in that direction. So I think that's one of the reasons why the Biden administration doesn't want to get too heavily into such a process or negotiations, because they know they're not going to end up well.
Well, that was my next question regarding the sort of current government in Israel. Obviously, yes, you've got a hard right government under Benjamin Netanyahu, but you've also got this very tumultuous period they've been going through with these multiple elections, not really delivering much of a result. And Netanyahu himself, of course, facing potential corruption charges. Is that likely to feature into what the Americans might be doing in this situation? Is it sort of likely to feature into what they might do, or will they be, they sort of completely clear their hands of the situation?
Look, the Israeli system has gone over the last, decade or so, a significant shift to the right. So even though Netanyahu's future is unclear, there's still a very strong majority in the parliament, in Israeli Knesset, to right-wing views. And so I don't think that there's any future government, even if Netanyahu is either steps down or is demoted, is going to make any significant change to the policies. Of course, it will be better to have someone from the center, political center in Israel, ending the government, especially for the Palestinians, but we need to see a lot more in order for a meaningful change to the peace process.
And you mentioned America turning its attentions to some of the other conflicts within the region. I mean, we heard this week as well the Biden administration aiming to withdraw all of its forces out of Afghanistan. Afghanistan remains a very tumultuous situation. Syria, obviously, remains a tumultuous situation. And, well, Israel and Palestine, when isn't that a tumultuous situation? In terms of the kind of relationship repair that the Biden administration, sort of going back to, you mentioned at the top there, the repairing of relationships after the Trump administration, what kind of moves do you think the Biden administration might make to some of the major players in the Middle East region?
Well, I don't see any significant, as I said, I don't see a significant change, because besides what you mentioned, Afghanistan is you know, there's a lot of uncertainties and the potential for a major wave of violence is there. But we have also a situation with Iran and the negotiations over the, you know, resumption of some kind of an agreement that is a lot more obviously important for the U.S. There are issues with Yemen and the Saudi Arabia. There's a whole Syria is still a problematic region. So there's a whole lot of issues that are a lot more interesting and important for the Americans over the Israeli-Palestinian issue. There's also elections coming up in the next couple of months, both for the Palestinian parliament and presidency after many years. So nothing is going to move until the dust settles over these issues. But I don't see, unfortunately, I don't see any major shift in that. The Americans are not going to move in any meaningful way forward, I don't think.
Well, Eyal, thank you very much. Do appreciate you you joining us on this one this morning.
Let's hope for a better, for a more positive conversation next time. Yeah,
absolutely.